Kastner supports the war in Iraq, but he says he wants the army held accountable for trying to fight it on the cheap. He says National Guard soldiers are being poorly trained and forced to drive Humvees that aren't designed to withstand roadside bombs, like the one that killed his son Stephen and hundreds of other soldiers.
If Stephen had not been in a Humvee, and if he'd instead been in one of the vehicles that are truly designed for combat, the results would have obviously been different.
Not happy with the results of an earlier investigation of his son's death, Kastner sent a request for another one last week. He says Congressman James Sensenbrenner has attached a letter supporting the need for an investigation by the Department of Defense's Inspector General's office.
The people in the command are responsible for assuring that the soldiers that they put into the field have proper equipment. They did not do that. Therefore, they were derelict in their duties and in violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Kastner says he supports current efforts to provide more heavily armored vehicles for Guard units, but he'd like to see the commanders who didn't object to using the vulnerable Humvees held accountable and drummed out of the service. The Inspector General's office says the complaint has been received and referred to the same department that handled the Patrick Tillman investigation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.